I know sometimes things are very stressful for parents. We studied the life of David. I want to give you a verse in 1 Samuel chapter 30, and I think it's the second half of verse 6. It said that everyone was distressed because of their sons and their daughters.
Amen.
But the verse doesn't stop there. But it said, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. As an encouragement for all of you. And I also want to thank Brother Chuck, Brother Chris. I don't need these. Brother Tony and Brother John for working with the young peoples. And I want to thank all of you young peoples for your, I got to say the truth in love. All right, no more clapping. I'm going to be serious now. I really don't like clapping, except when we thank those who have helped in there. After a gospel meeting long, long, long time ago, 3 nights, a young man accepted the Lord Jesus as his own personal Savior. And the brother that talked with him asked him, "The meeting is over. You're going home. What are you going to do?" He quieted down for a second and he said, "I don't know. I will trust and obey." John H. Semmes was the one who spoke with him, and he wrote that hymn, "Trust and Obey." And young people, as you leave here, trust and obey. We studied the life of David. And we saw in David a young man who was trained in the school of God in secret and in quietness, that when the time of crisis came, there was a young man is able to stand for the army of the living God. I don't have time, but David have around him mighty men. David have influenced those mighty men, and the scripture recorded them to us in 2 Samuel chapter 23. Brother Tony, I'm going to take 2 extra minutes. Thank you. Otherwise, you will banish me from coming back. There's nothing like reading the Word of God, so I'm going to read selective verses. If you have your Bible with me, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verse 8, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tekoamite that sat in the seat." Verse 9, "And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the 3 mighty men of David." Verse 10, "He arose and smote the Philistine until his hand was weary and his hand cleaved unto the sword." Verse 11, "And after him Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite, and the Philistine gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended and slew the Philistines, and the Lord brought salvation." Verse 20, "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of valiant man of Kabzeel, who has done many acts, he slew lion-like men of Moab. He went down and he slew a lion in the midst of the pit in the time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a godly man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down with him with a staff and plucked the spear out of his hand of the Egyptian and slew him with his own spear. The last verse, verse 38. Ira the Ithrite, Gerab the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. Perhaps those one of the chapters that when you get to it, you skip it. Here's the challenge. Lord willing, next year, if we're still here, young people, I want you to memorize the names of David, mighty men. I'm going to give you 4 of them in 5 minutes. I'm going to speak about stability. I am going to speak about dependability. I want to speak about tenacity. I want to speak about devotion. And I want to speak about victory. 5 things, you can count them on one hand. What characterized David's mighty men? Stability. Dependability. What is the 3rd one? Tenacity. What is the 4th one? Devotion. And what's the 5th one? Victory. This is the characters of those who follow David as mighty men. And when you leave here, I would like to see, the Lord Jesus like to see, you displaying these characters of David's mighty men. I always say, I would love, like Abraham, to have 318 trained young men to go with me to battle. Christianity is a serious thing. We need young men and young women to be stable in a world that's full of every wind of doctrine. You turn your YouTube and you listen to all kind of teaching. If you want to find answer to scripture something, please do not Google it. There's enough writing of brethren, and I'm not going to apologize for that, that you need to read to acquaint yourself with it. And don't tell me it's hard to read. There are books that are very easy to read. Trust me, if I could read English, all of you and any of you could read it. Stability to maintain the pathway and to follow after the Lord when everybody is running around and changing things to make it modern. Because it's old-fashioned. Christianity is not an old-fashioned. Christianity is above fashion. I'll say that one more time. Christianity is above fashion. It doesn't wear away. Because the author of it, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The Tekumenite was seated. He was stable, not carried by every wind of doctrine. The 2nd man, Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite. See, I know his name. I know his 2nd name, and I know his last name. It said of him that he went into a battle, and he had a sword in his hand, and everyone fled. And it said that his hand got weary, tired from fighting. But his hand never left the sword. What is the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God. I challenge you. I told you, how many of you have read the Bible through in a year? And you're going to die for it? You don't even know what's in there. The Word of God. The people died for it. I don't like to see you having a new Bible unless you just purchase it. I want to see your Bible with marks, with underlines, with yellow highlighted.
Can't hear you.
You didn't miss anything, Chuck. I told you, Peter, I don't need these. Can you hear me now? His hand cleaved.
This is the word of God. I challenge you to read the Bible through. If you read 3 chapters a day, I told you, you eat 3 meals a day. Some of you eat 23 meals a day. 3 chapters a day will keep sin away. Where's Ezekiel? Another rhyme for next year. Read your Bible, pray every day. I'm not going to be with you, I told you, on Monday. But this is going to be with you. And this is the only defense that you have. And even when you are tired and you don't feel like reading, please be like Eliezer. His name means God is my help. And have the sword in your hand. After him was Shammah, the son of Igi, the Hararite. What did this land do? It was a little piece of ground. Everybody ran away. Christianity. Gathering to the name of the Lord Jesus alone? Oh, come on. He stood in the middle of a piece of lentil, the food for the poor, and he stood in it. And he defended. Tenacity. He continued on. That's what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Continue on. Don't give it up. When your friend leaves a meeting, please don't. And if you leave, that's fine. God would never leave himself without the witness. But you're a loser. Why? You want to be one of those mighty men that could stand and defend the truth that once delivered unto the saints. People went to prison for that truth. And people died for it. And now, wow, it's boring. No, it's not. But you have to know it. You have to appreciate it. And if you don't read the word of God, you're not going to do that. Then after them, these three men, well, I'm going to skip that part because you need to go and get some ice cream. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the mighty man of Kabzeel. He have done many acts, but he is a victorious one, the overcomer. What did he do? 2 lions? Sure, bring them on. From Moab, the lust of the flesh, the pride of the flesh, the arrogant of the flesh. Remember what got David down. Oh, Benaiah took care of that lion of Moab. Then there was another line, in the day of snow. Now, in the day of snow, even if you have a four-wheel drive, you don't want to get out of the house. But if somebody tells you there is a lion out, when it's cold, when it's dark, you even one more reason for you to stay at home. Benaiah went out. Because our adversary, the lion, the devil, is going around when it's dark and when it's cold, trying to devour you. Not only the lust of the flesh in you, and we talk much about that, and I'm not going to talk about it. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, he resisted the devil. He resisted the devil. Do you? Do you resist the devil? We are afraid of him. Benaiah was not. But then there was that big tall Egyptian who had a staff in his hand. Benaiah was not afraid of him. After all, Egypt is the type of the world. And what did he do? He learned from David. He took his own spear and he killed him with his own spear. He overcame the flesh. He overcame the devil. And he overcame the world. He was a young man according to 1 John Chapter 2. I write unto you, young men, because you are strong, because the word of God is abiding in you, because you have overcome the world. Love not the world, because what's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And young men ought to be strong and to overcome that. But then finally, we counted them. How many last chapter? How many after Uriah the Hittite? How many? How many? Read it.
37.
Another challenge for you. So you're going to read three chapters a day. You're going to stand firm for the truth. You're going to be influenced on those around you. But then I want you to count them. And if you count them, you find them to be 36. Don't count them now. You found them 36. There are only 36. But the scripture, the Spirit of God wrote down 37. You know why? So you could put your name in there. David. Greater David. Greater son. Is looking for young men and women that you could put their name in there. I'm not talking about your name in the book of life. I'm not talking about you being saved. Are you? If the Lord leaves us here, I'm going to be one of these that the Lord Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ will look at you. I'm proud of you. I know what he will say. But you stood with me. You stood for me with all of the peer pressure, with all of the influencer, with all of the things that are going on around you. When nobody defended the truth, you stood and you defend the truth. When everybody was up and down and all the way around, you have tenacity. You are stable and you are an overcomer. And you could put your name in there. So what are you going to do when you leave here? You trust and obey. Because there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's close in word of prayer.